Eli, do you have an issue with the talk of you being on a pitch count, trying to keep you fresh? I mean, you've done pretty good job.
No, I don't. You know, nothing new. I've been on pitch counts before. I don't know if I'm actually on an actual pitch count, but there's been a system really since McAdoo's been here, kind of having a system of kind of having a heavy throw day, you know, and kind of following down with a little lighter than a heavier load. So there's always been a system that we've talked about in the quarterback room on which days you're going to get, you know, kind of take more throws, and which days you're going to take a little less. And that's more like an individual period. And, you know, once practice and you're going against defense, it's all the same. It's just kind of more in the warm-up period, throwing routes versus air, those type of things. It's where you can, certain days, you know, you can limit maybe, you know, 10, 15 throws on certain days.
Would it be fair to say that you're going to throw more now to the guys you're going to play with as opposed to, let's say, a third-string guy trying to make the team?
I mean, that's kind of on some of the days where you are, hey, this is a lighter throwing day. We had a big load yesterday on the throws today. So on that day, hey, get your reps with Odell and Brandon and Evan and you know, Shepard. And, you're not just getting throws to get throws in.
Eli, how would you describe the room this year, the quarterback room? There's four of you in there. You haven't always had that many different dynamics. How does it seem to you?
You know, it's different, I think, just because, I mean, obviously Josh was here last year, and so he knows the sit, but it's really his first training camp with us. You got three guys going through their first training camp at the Giants, and so that's a little different, just having that many young guys. So, I think we're having great conversations, between the coaches in there and the players, just asking questions, asking me questions. So I enjoy that part of I think a great way to learn an offense is kind of be able to teach it a little bit. If you can really communicate the reads, the conversations, how you want to go over, whether you're calling the play or letting a receiver know what his route is or what his responsibilities are, I think it helps better prepare me for the season as well.
First time in a while that there's a bit of a competition for your backup job. Do you worry about that too much, or do you have like an input on it or anything? Like, how much attention do you pay?
Well, I think you're paying attention to what the other guys are doing in practice. You want to help everybody go out there and play well, practice well, be prepared for games. So I think when you can have a talkative quarterback room and a positive room and everybody helping out each other, that's a good thing, and that's what we're trying to create, that dynamic in there.
Eli, there has been a lot of talk from the organization about your career. Does that drive you at all? Do you want to silence that, I guess?
I mean, I know how old I am. I don't think that's a I don't think there's anything wrong with being 36. I'm proud of it. I feel good. I can still make all the throws. I can still run around when I need to, and so it is what it is. I don't see myself slowing down at all, and I feel like I still got great football ahead of me.
It's a sense that this is the most talented you've had around you.
We'll see. You know, I think there's some talented guys out there. We'll see if everybody can come together as a group, as a team, as an offense, and put it all together. And it's just a matter of, we have some new guys. We have to get on the same page with them. I got to work with them these next months and into the season to get better, make sure we're hitting all the reps, hitting everything we need to be. So come game time, we're on the same page and we can connect on those plays and, give us an opportunity to make some big plays. But also continue to grow with Odell, continue to grow with Sterling Shepard, getting the run backs in the game. So I think there is the possibility of being a special group, a very talented group, but it's all going to come down to how do we perform, how do we practice, and what do we do on game day.
What do you expect or demand out of your offensive line? That's probably the one area, at least from the criticism standpoint, has taken the most.
Those guys are tough. They work hard. They know what they're doing. It's a good group in there. They take pride in what they're doing and how they're, they're angry about how they're talked about, and that's a good thing. And so they have a lot to prove. They want to go out there and play well. And I have a good feeling they will.
What's it been like working with Rhett Ellison in the fullback spot?
Well, we missed a lot of time in the spring. Rhett was had an injury, so we missed some time. But he was out there today and running around. So it'd be good to have him in the mix. We can move him around, put him in different spots, have him do a lot of different things. And so he's a smart guy, tough guy, and got some good work in a little bit early parts of the spring and getting him filled in on what his responsibilities are, what his jobs and the offense. So I think he'll do a good job and he'll help us out a lot because he can do a lot of different things for us.
And in the action, Eli, are you bothered at all by Odell sort of making that public statement about wishing to be the highest paid player, highest receiver player in the NFL?
I didn't see it, but no, it doesn't bother me at all. If you, sounds, could be right.
What do you think of the possibility of that, of a wide receiver being up there in the sort of quarterback ranks of money?
I don't know. I don't get involved in other people's contracts. So, whenever that comes up, I hope he gets a good one.
Eli, you did some FaceTiming with Brandon Marshall in the 6 weeks before camp. You feel you got a lot more done with him, that maybe he's a little further along? Because I know at the end of the mini camp, you said he was starting to get there. So do you feel that you guys are further along with your chemistry?
Well, I think we did a good job just maintaining what we knew and what he learned. And like anything, you see it with kids in school. You take the summer off, you take 6 weeks off, you can forget a lot of things. So I think a lot of that was just reminding him on different signals, on different depths of some of his routes, and just have him kind of mentally go through some of the those things so he's fresh. So when he comes into these practices, he's not having to think, oh, this is this many steps, or this is what this route or this signal is. It's going to happen faster. He can play that much faster.
Justin Pugh was saying yesterday that driving over here, he felt like a kid heading to Christmas, in the sense that he knows what you did last year. You have more talent. I mean, do you feel a special, this could be a good year or a special year?
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm excited. I am excited about the year. Just because knowing that the guys and the character and the that we have on this team, and guys have worked hard. I thought the spring, we got better. That add some elements, and so I'm excited about raising our level of play and being explosive on offense, scoring points, and having a strong defense. So the possibilities are there. It's just we got to get to work and we got to do it. We got to make it happen.
Eli, are you at a point yet, whether it's with adding Marshall, the tight end, to the weapons you already had, that you say we can really stress the defense this way? They won't be able to defend Odell in particular the way they used to. Are you to that point yet?
Well, we just we got to see what these guys can do, and we got to just we got to put in our offense. We got to run our plays. Right now it's just a matter of getting on the same page, having our core offense, our core plays, and make sure you guys know, how to run them, what their assignments are, that we're sound, and the timing of our offense. As we start game planning certain teams, then it's see how they're playing us, and then you start game planning a little bit more and putting guys in certain positions to do well. But right now it's more of let's kind of get the basics of the offense down and make sure everybody knows exactly what they're doing, and they're doing it the right way.